Hi, boys and girls. Welcome back to another episode of Two Ninjas and a Book. Today, we are reading the brand new Bluey book called Cricket. Now, this was recently voted the number one favorite episode of Bluey of all time. So, I thought this would be a wicked book to read today. So, let's begin. Cricket, told by Bandit. Let me tell you about a time we tried to get Rusty out. It was some kid's birthday. I don't remember who, but we were playing cricket. Dad, can we play Twiggy instead? What? Cricket's more fun than Twiggy, but cricket's just hitting a ball around on the grass. Cricket's about more than that, kid. Tell you what, we'll get Rusty out and then we'll play Twiggy. You'll never get Rusty out. I can handle it. See? What we didn't know was that Rusty played cricket all day with his brother and sister. And when they weren't around, he played by himself. Rusty really loved cricket. Looks like a square cut. Stripe, you and me will move into the gully and point. Bandit, you send this one off stump. Lure him in the catch. But we didn't know about Rusty's kitchen window. So Rusty hit the ball and he hit it into his mum's window, which she was a bit angry about. That was good motivation to work on his square cut, so he would never hit the window again. I had no chance. Right in the middle of Stripes and Lucky's dad, they didn't even get the ball. It was time to mix up the attack. Give me that. I've had enough of your pies. Bit of a spin, okay, Rusty? Oh, good, Mr. Healer. Now, Stripe couldn't spin to save himself, but he could land it on the crack. Rusty wouldn't have a chance. But what we didn't know was that when Rusty's dad was away, Rusty would get a lift home after school with his mates, Jack. And this was Jack's front yard. There was a tree root, a stone, more uneven dirt, more tree roots. It was very uneven. Rusty played at Jack's a lot that year, so he got pretty good at playing on a rough wicket. Rusty could handle Stripe's fruit any day. How did he hit that? Now every batsman has a weak spot. Okay, if I ever go, Rusty, said Lucky's dad. Now every batsman has a weak spot, and Rusty's was pace. Sometimes he would play with his older brother's mates. One of them was called Tiny. He could bowl really fast. Rusty was never brave enough to bat. Until one day he was. Rusty, you know you can bat if you want, but no one's going easy on you. They don't play with a tennis ball either. They use a proper cricket ball. And they are hard. Rusty didn't want to give up, but he was so scared of Tiny. One day, a letter came. It was from Rusty's dad. There was a special PS just for Rusty. This Tiny sounds like he's got some pace on him. I wish I could be there to bowl a few at you, but I can't right now, mate. But look, as you grow up, you will face harder things than a cricket ball, and you'll have two choices. Back away and get out, or step in front and play a pull shot. Just keep an eye on the ball and take care of your little sister for me. Love, Dad. Lucky's dad had no chance. Lunchtime. Nah, hang on. Rusty, one more. Okay. Rusty would have played 50 more. He just loved cricket. Come on, Pat. This one's for dignity. Lucky's dad put everything he had into that ball, and Rusty could have smashed it into next week if he wanted to. But instead, he hit his little sister a catch.
I caught it. I got you out.
I know, I can't believe it. What a catch. Bluey, that's what cricket's about. Well, boys and girls, I love the message behind cricket, and any Bluey book or Bluey episode has amazing messages in it. So thank you for tuning in to another episode, and don't forget to reach out to the Two Ninjas if you would like us to read a book. All right, boys and girls, talk soon. Bye.